God has plans for you. No matter where you are or what you're doing, God wants to use you. And He has plans for each one of us. And no matter what our circumstances are, God's bigger than our problem or our circumstances. We serve a big God. Will you allow Him to use you? That's a question. Will you? Good. You need to. Because He wants to use you. He spent a lot of time preparing you for a particular purpose. We're all going to have tough times, difficult times. As you can tell, I'm kind of dealing with that with my speech right now, getting it back to normal after the accident. I'll share more of that as we go on. Tough times are going to happen. Romans chapter 8 says that, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed to us and through us." God's going to use you in a mighty way as long as you're open and are willing to do whatever He asks you to do. Look at Paul. He was an average guy. But he was put in prison. He was stoned because he was a Christian. Or how about Moses? He was typical, like most of us, but manna, waiting on God's provision and leading the whole nation of Israel to God's promise. Each one of us, God has a particular plan that He wants to use us in and for. Or look at Job. He lost pretty much everything he had, but he stayed faithful. He continued to serve God, and he reaped because of it. We can't, like so many people do, both in Scripture, and I'm sure you've read their stories, and in our schools, society, claim to know Christ, but deny His power in our lives and through our lives. He wants to touch people through you as you avail yourself and open yourself to be used by Him. Matthew chapter 5 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." We're all going to have problems, you guys. Is anyone here with no problems? We're going to have difficult times, but it's how we respond to them that's going to make all the difference. In Acts chapter 5, the apostles rejoiced because they were counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Christ. We all face difficult times, but how we respond is going to make the difference, whether it's at work, at school, with our family, even with our friends. People know you by the actions you take, not by what you say. Because they can all say one thing, but do completely different. They're watching you. They're not listening. In James chapter 1, verse 2 through 6, let me read that for you real quick. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking in nothing. If any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask of God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave in the sea, tossed about by the wind." number one, you guys, you need to count knowledge all when you face trials. We're all going to face trials. We're human. It's part of our nature. We inherit it from Adam. I was involved in a pretty bad car accident in September of 2000, I guess about 6 years ago. The doctor said, I was in a coma for 2 months. The doctor said I'd never come out of the coma. But God did a different plan. Oh, and by the way, they also said I'd never walk again. I broke my leg 40 times. But I serve a bigger God than the doctor. I do believe in doctors and I'm thankful for them, but God's bigger and better, by the way. My accident has opened my eyes more to the pain and suffering that people go through. And I know we all face hard times. But it's how we respond to our difficulties that's going to make the difference. You guys, people are watching you. I can use my aunt for an example. She was basically, how should I put it, a pretty worldly person. She did drugs, had money, lived a good life, and I lived there for a couple of years in high school. And when I graduated, she allowed me to throw a graduation party where we had alcohol and drugs and all that good stuff. But now, she is a chaplain at a local Phoenix hospital. She's married and her husband goes to church as well. A big part of the reason for her turning around was the way that I responded to my trials through the accident. Hopefully that's not the only good thing that's going to come out of it, but that's one that's good enough if that's everything I get. The way I responded to my trials, and people, you guys, are watching you, whether you know it or not. Your friends, your parents, your coworkers, they're watching how and what kind of witness you leave behind. So your attitude makes a lot of difference. They're watching you and they want to see you fall. But they also see when you make right decisions and come out ahead. What kind of an imprint you want to leave behind in people's lives? What kind of a memory do you want to leave of you with your parents, with your friends in high school, with your coworkers, with anyone? People are watching you, but how you respond says a lot. They see when you make right decisions, and even if you don't know they're watching you, they are watching you. How many of you guys ever work out? And, okay, it's kind of like, trials in our life are kind of like working out. Never heard that before. It's a lot like exercise, because when you think of a bodybuilder, the way they get stronger is tear down their muscles. The way we get stronger as Christians is by facing different difficulties, trials in our lives. I'm not saying that we should all go out looking for trials, but when they happen, we should allow them to happen and trust God to use those trials to reach other people. God uses our difficult times to build us up and build others up. Now, I'm not saying you should go look for ways to tear yourself down. But look at Job. He had a pretty good life, right? Before he lost his family, his house, his livestock, basically, pretty much everything he had. His friend said, "I'll just curse God and die." But Job remained faithful. And what did he get in return? He got more than he had to begin with. Paul had trials. I think getting hit by stones, being put in prison, that counts as trial. I know it would make me question my faith, because it made him strong. You guys, our hard times are for a purpose. Not that we should go looking for them, but when they come, we should allow them to come and remain faithful to God throughout everything. Look at Jonah. He was pretty faithful, except that time he ended up in the whale, because he didn't want to serve God. But as a result, he turned his back towards God, his faith. No other. You guys, God has plans for each one of you. And listen, I know we all have hard times. It's part of life. We live in a fallen world. But God's favor. Even Jesus had hard times. He was put on that cross, right? And whipped 40 times. Trials made all the difference. How the response is the most important. How we respond, you guys, is the most important thing that we can do as Christians. What kind of a message are you leaving behind? What do your friends think about you? When you graduate high school, what will they say about you? When you go to work or get off work, what will your friends or coworkers say about you? What do your mom or dad think about you? Your attitude makes a big difference. It's all up to you. You guys, we all have problems, but we need to ask God. He is faithful to his word. And his word says that by his stripes we are healed. Now, obviously I'm standing here right now. I was healed part way, but God has not finished yet. I believe this with all of my heart. He has work to do in me and through me. And he has a lot he wants to do in you and through you, as long as you open yourself up to him. All that I've had to deal with this, does it make sense? Not really. Let's see, did it make sense for Moses in the wilderness? With the whole tribe of Israel complaining? Or how about Paul, who was being stoned and put in prison? Or so on, etc. You know the point. You see, you guys, we have a limited perspective. But God sees everything. He knows our first and our last, even before it happened. God knows all of history. We only know what happened when... Whatever happened must pass his death for his approval. God must have said it's okay for the accident to happen to me. God must have said it's okay for one of you not to do well in school last year. Or to get the ticket or whatever. God has plans. You need to allow him to use you, to work through you. Regardless of what we're going through, we just need to remember that God's right there with you. You have a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's always with you. No, you can't hide from him. Good try. He's going to protect you, and he's going to bring you through the hard times. However, he feels fit. He will protect you, and he does have plans for you. will you guys allow him to use you? Somebody in this room right now, God's calling to be a missionary or a pastor, if you call me. You guys, God's in charge. He will make way for you. There's nothing wrong with asking for healing. I've been asking for it for a few years. And it's gonna come. And you guys, if you need healing, it will come, either physical or even mental. There's nothing wrong with asking for healing or deliverance. Look in the Bible. In Jesus' time, people were healed and demons cast out of them almost every day during the time that Jesus was here on earth. I don't know the exact date, but I do believe, you guys, that the signs of the times are here. I don't know for sure the date, but I do believe that we'll see the return of Christ in our lifetime. Just watch the news. Wars and rumors of war. I've read that somewhere before. People doing their own things in the name of Jesus. Looking real spiritual. Abortion. Licentiousness. Pornography. It's all over the place. They're all going on. This and so much more. But I believe that we're going to see a greater move of God in these last days, you guys. I don't know how into the television you are, but I've been into it since the accident quite a bit because they wanted me to work. But I'm Reinhard Bonnke and Pat Robertson from the 700 Club. They've both seen people raised from the dead. I seem to have read that in the Bible before. I think as we see the return of God coming closer, we're going to see more miraculous events. For up of the Passion, how many of you guys have seen the Passion? Can you believe a pastor recommended a rated R movie? I've heard of black market copies being produced and sold over in the Mideast with the Muslims. Ooh. I guess God has something in mind. As his return gets closer, we're going to see more of this. God just wants to use you. Are you willing to be used? Is there anybody here tonight that would honestly say that I don't know Jesus, but I need to know him? I would like to know him as my Lord and Savior. Would anyone like to see a great move of God in your life and through your life? If that's you, let me pray and just agree with me in prayer. Dear God, we just come before you right now. And we pray, Father God, that you would use us to be your vessel in this world and the part of the world that you send us to. Help us be open to be used by you. Be willing to be used and directed for your glory. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Mark